This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Folks, we've been hearing a lot about the unrest in Iran, the protests going on there, and most recent reports is there could be as many as 1,000 people that were killed by the government that were protesting in opposition to the government. Here to talk to us about it is a senior policy analyst for Middle East and North Africa at the Heritage Foundation, Daniel Flesch. Daniel, welcome to the show.
Pleasure to be here, Newell. Thank you.
So, Daniel, I guess it's kind of hard to figure out exactly what's going on in Iran because they seem to have shut down all communications. It's very hard to get in there and figure out what it is. But what are you able to glean at this point in time?
Well, so it's very true. Beginning, I think it was last Friday, the Iranian government cut off internet access into and out of the country. So it's been an internet blackout for over 120 hours at this point. People might be hearing about that Starlink, which is Elon Musk's SpaceX satellite system, is active. That's true, but it's very limited. So the information we're getting out is sparse, but the picture is showing something very grim. You mentioned about 1,000 protesters have been killed. I see more recent reports from CBS saying that even 12 or even up to 20,000 might have been killed at this point.
Wow.
So it's really, and more to the point that because we're not getting a full picture, you can assume it's higher, maybe not higher than 20,000, but certainly higher than the previously believed number of a few hundred up to 1,000. And right now, the Iranian protesters, they are among the bravest and most courageous people on the planet Earth at this moment. They have been for some time. This is not the first protest that they have engaged in against their theocratic regime that's been in place since 1979. But currently, it is the most pronounced and perhaps the largest and most vociferous protest of some time. So there really is an opportunity to not only change the nature and the course of Iran and the regime there, but in so doing, change the trajectory of the Middle East and the world, all for the better.
In the most recent past, Daniel, it seems as though this female-led opposition relative to these protests has been growing exponentially. Do you have any information as to whether or not that's happening here again with this most recent one?
The current one is a little bit of a different makeup. The one you're referring to is from 2022 when a woman, a young woman by the name of Mahsa Amini, a Kurdish Iranian, she was detained by the Iranian police for improperly wearing her hijab, her headscarf. And in detention, she was beaten to death. And so that prompted the Woman, Life, Freedom slogan of that protest a few years ago. This protest is different in kind, as oftentimes protests are. In 2009, during the Green Revolution or the Green Movement, that protest was also different in kind. It was rejecting the election of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad at that time. But right now, this protest is unique in that it's led by those who are historically or traditionally supportive of the regime, mainly the upper-class merchants from the Tehran Bazaar, that class of individuals who are more conservative in general, given that they're business people. But Iran's overall weakened state, thanks largely to Israeli military and U.S. military efforts, U.S. sanctions, Iran is as weak as it's ever been. And then more recently, you've had a terrible drought. Mismanagement of its water resources has led the Iranian government to actually even reconsider relocating the seat of government from Tehran to another city to access water resources. And most recently, the plunging currency, the rial, is at an all-time low against the dollar, where the currency is effectively worthless. So all of this has come to a head, and it's unclear right now if there's an immediate spark, but certainly led to merchants seeing the value of their dollar depreciate almost on a daily basis that has then sparked these protests. In the last week or so, they have then spread beyond the initial core to encompass wider swaths of society, which suggests that there's growing support and there's momentum that certainly if the U.S. can harness it, you could see a change in leadership and regime in Iran. But not to get ahead of ourselves, a long way from now to then, but this is of a different kind in nature than previous protests.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This theocratic regime has been able to handle most of these historically, or at least in the recent past. Do you think this one is maybe of such a different flavor that it might be something, the outcome might be completely different?
It's certainly hopeful for that. You have a few key ingredients that are different than in times past. For one thing, as I said earlier, the regime is at its weakest point, likely ever. It is shown to be strategically and militarily weak, and the proxy forces that it arrayed for the better part of four decades against Israel and U.S. forces in the region have been destroyed. So the Iranian people see the expenditure of Iranian treasure on these foreign adventures, these foreign terrorist organizations, and ask, why not us? Why not spending the money back at home to better the lives of the Iranian citizens? So already there's awareness the regime is weak. On top of that, unlike previous protests, such as the one in 2022 where that young woman was killed, or the one in 2009 when people were rejecting the election results, this one is about economic conditions, largely but not solely. So that's another thing that's unique and more widespread. And in addition, the other factor here is President Trump himself. You know, in 2009, President Obama, then recently had just taken office, he didn't do really anything to support the Green Movement protesters against the regime. In fact, because he wanted what became known as the Iran nuclear agreement, so he was not going to do anything publicly, at least, to side with the protesters against the regime, even though their demands were for legitimate elections and democracy. So now you have President Trump, who last June initiated Operation Midnight Hammer, taking out Iran's nuclear capabilities. So you have a president who is prone to taking decisive military action, prone to removing dictatorial leaders from their capitals, as we saw with Maduro in Venezuela a few weeks ago. So all this suggests that there's a new moment here that we're expecting to hear from the president actually later today about what steps will be taken. And getting back to the beginning of the conversation, previous protests, even going back 15 years, have not seen the kind of vociferous crackdown that the regime has been doing even right now. So all of this is just to say that there's all these new elements baked in here. However, at the end of the day, even if the Ayatollah Khamenei is removed from power, steps down, you still have a broad infrastructure that supports the regime that is still in place. So we are a long way from seeing, God willing, a democratic and liberal Iran emerge, but we could very well be on the path towards that.
Yeah, this one does seem, you know, of course, I don't know what you know, but when you can't feed yourself and you don't have water and, you know, your money is trading, I think the currency rate was, last I checked, was 1.4 million to one to a dollar, reals to a dollar. I mean, it's like, I don't know that it's ever been that bad. But, you know, your level of desperation in a lot of the past instances, you tell me if I'm wrong, have been sometimes more regional. This one seems to be like it could end up being a lot broader.
Very true. And that's why I say when pains hit you in your pocketbook, it's felt very differently. You know, Iranians have been used to a long time to having these pseudo sham elections. And in 2009, the Green Movement was largely built out of that or developed out of that, the belief that the Iranian people were essentially stiffed at the ballot box, though unsurprisingly. And then the one a few years ago in 2022, when that young woman, Mahsa Amini, was killed, that also horrific, but it also went after a different kind of demographic that was more localized to certain regions. Because also the last thing, one thing I want your listeners to understand is Iran is a very heterogeneous society. Only about 50% of the population is actually ethnically Persian. There are many other ethnicities, Kurds, Turks, etc., in Iran. So having an issue, a grievance that is spread across all these different ethnic identities and socioeconomic classes does suggest that you could have a longer sustained protest. So that fact that there's water mismanagement and a water drought, severe water drought, with, you're right, the 1.4 million to one U.S. dollar currency is the current rate, that means that people can't pay their bills. And that's why this has started in the bazaar with these merchants who are traditionally supportive of the regime. However, they're realizing that their businesses and therefore their livelihoods are threatened. So maybe time is for a change.
Daniel, when you look at big picture, it seems to me for the first time in a long time, and I don't know if this is, you know, it was brought about with intentionality or it's by accident, it doesn't really matter, but it seems as though the U.S. has China, Russia, North Korea, Iran, looking at a lot of international distractions where, from my perspective, it's usually the reverse. They have us, you know, having to deal with these little sideshows and distractions going on. And I guess this Venezuela piece of the puzzle has kind of brought this all more in focus. Your thoughts?
I think that's a proper assessment. You could view it as reactive versus proactive, in that the U.S. has for a long time, I mean, under different administrations, different postures, but been reactive to events, been trying to control countries through incentivizing, through carrots rather than sticks, to conform to the international system and order as we've created it, to develop good ties, etc. President Trump is obviously cut from a different cloth. We saw this during his first administration, but now, again, I think he's the catalyst, the reason you're kind of sensing this difference in the international arena today. Maduro is a very good example, but even before that, I'd argue it was Operation Midnight Hammer, because if you recall the beginning of this administration, just about a year ago, the president came into office, particularly when it came to Iran, having implemented the maximum pressure campaign of sanctions during his first administration that was done away with under Biden. He came back in office re-implementing essentially the same, although a bit of a lighter version, because his rhetoric was all about, well, let's give the Iranians some time to negotiate, to renegotiate the Iran deal, to actually get a good deal versus the deal that Obama struck and then Biden was renegotiating. So he gave them, set them a clock of about 60 days to negotiate, and which they did not do in good faith. And then on day 61, Israel launched Operation Rising Lion against Iran. And the president took that as a sign that he gave them 60 days, and the 61st, go at it. And then he followed that up 12 days later with Operation Midnight Hammer. So the president's taking a much more proactive approach and looking to engage with our adversaries in these very tactical, specific manners to achieve specific policy outcomes for the benefit of the United States. And I think China is certainly on notice. Russia is likely on notice, because when Maduro was nabbed out of his palace, essentially, in Caracas, the Ayatollah Khamenei was certainly seeing that. So all of these autocratic leaders were seeing that at the power of the United States. And now it remains to be seen what the president is doing. The Iranians are under pressure trying to get to him to relieve some of that pressure and negotiate. But right now, President Trump, whatever he decides to do, certainly will be a decisive action that kind of shakes the international arena.
We've got some folks that have asked at previous times that we've talked about this. How important has the U.S. policy relative to being very proactive against this shadow fleet that's out there? How much does that impact Iran?
It could impact a great deal. Iran has been able to survive economically largely because of oil sales to China and a little bit of Venezuela as well. So again, when the Trump administration acted against Maduro and then is now seizing Venezuela's oil trade, none of that's now going to Iran. Iran is hurting. And so this shadow fleet, which you referred to, which is basically illicit sale of oil to adversarial countries, is a prime spot to target Iran to inflict greater economic pressure upon the regime. China has been supporting Iran for many years, upholding their economy, particularly with the maximum pressure during the maximum pressure campaign. And Russia as well has been supportive of Iran. So there's an entire axis that's arrayed, not so much for something, but rather alignment of interest against something, which is the United States. So the shadow fleet is something certainly that the U.S. can go after and seize that would be short of obviously military action in Iran, but could also then push the protesters' fashion.
Yeah. The most recent comments, and I'm sure, as you said, the president is going to talk about this. If the numbers that you were talking about that were killed, it would seem to me the next move in his bag is going to be something similar to what we did before. I just have an eerie feeling about that, because if that number is as big as you say it the most recent reporting is, that's just a complete total annihilation and genocide.
Very well said. And it remains to be seen, though, that the regime in Iran is unlike the Maduro regime in Venezuela, and that if you remove the leader, you aren't necessarily going to actually get a compliant regime after the fact, because the IRGC, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, is the paramilitary force that's essentially been charged with defending the regime since its inception. But it's beyond that, it's really a class of business people as well. And so removing the Ayatollah does not mean that the regime itself will crumble. So it remains to be seen if a targeted strike, for example, will be sufficient. Likely not. However, if these numbers of a few thousands are accurate, or at least within the ballpark, it certainly crosses the president's red line of the regime not to engage in violence against the protesters. And the president has shown that he's willing to use U.S. military force and might wherever it needs to be applied.
Yeah, we'll wait and see, but I think things are going to start happening there real soon. And this is kind of a repeat. When he addresses the nation, it typically is an indication or a signal there's something that's about to happen, right?
Very true. I think we should all be waiting in his words for that, get some direction. He's already hinted this morning on Truth Social and then on X that help is on the way to the protesters. He's been hinting at this for a few days. So, and this president is certainly decisive in his action and, again, willing to use American strength, whether that's military or economic, to pursue American interests. And it is an American interest to see a different leadership in Iran.
Daniel Flesch, Senior Policy Analyst for Middle East and North Africa at the Heritage Foundation. Thank you so much for your time and most importantly, your insight. We truly appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.